Let's take a look at the week ahead, what will be happening in the canyons of Wall Street, and things will get underway in earnest in terms of the data flow on Tuesday. The market is open Monday, not a whole lot of data Monday, but on Tuesday, a number of things happening. We have a tsunami of Fed speak on Tuesday. We have the chair herself, Janet Yellen, speaking at 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning, Eastern Time, before the Senate Banking Committee. It'll be interesting to see if she touches on her prediction of 3 rate increases in 2017, subject to data dependency, of course. But Janet will not be alone, because Jeffrey Lacker will be out there, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond. He'll be talking around 9 a.m. And on the rubber chicken circuit, around 1 o'clock, the Atlanta Fed president, Dennis Lockhart, will be joining the Jabber Fest. And then the Dallas Federal Reserve president, Robert Kaplan, will join in as well on the rubber chicken circuit on Tuesday. There will be some economic data as well. The producer price index, estimated to gain about 0.3% for the month of January, should also be announced. On Wednesday, we'll get the consumer price index. Estimate is a monthly gain of 0.3%. We're starting to see an edging upward of the inflation figures that could become a very important factor going forward, because investors, as a general rule, have nothing but disdain for rapid inflation. And if they start to suspect inflation is heating up, they probably will not like it. Retail sales will also be announced Wednesday, expected to gain 0.1% for January. That's not much. Industrial production for January will be announced Wednesday, and that's expected to be flat. That's not much. We'll also get the housing market index on Wednesday. Janet Yellen will again appear on Capitol Hill to answer congressional questions. And we'll have more Fed speak around the country on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, we'll get the housing starts for January, estimated to be possibly up very slightly from the prior month. We'll get the jobless claims. The jobless claims have been exceptionally low, near historic levels in terms of being low. And we'll get the leading economic index coming out on Friday. All of that coming out this week. So it should be a week where there will be a considerable amount of information flowing through the canyons of Wall Street. And we'll be keeping an eye on all of it. Let's go to California, in Lafayette, California. Jim, you're on with Philip. Go ahead.
Hello, Philip. My question, I live on right up here near Silicon Valley, and so my question comes in that direction. Bob had talked about hamburger flipping, and when I look and see what they're doing in Silicon Valley, they're already testing robotic hamburger flippers. So they're testing now where you can go into let's say a McDonald's. I don't like to use the company because it's a hamburger place, where you can go to a computer, tell them what you want, and in the back of the place, a robot is making a hamburger for you as you ordered, and you will get it. So in a sense, people are being put out of work that had entry-level jobs. And then I'm familiar with the people that wrote the paper at Stanford, and the idea that somehow everything is going to get better for everybody, it doesn't sound like that's going to happen with me. I mean, when I look at some of the schools in the local area, you see 20-some percent don't graduate from high school. How can we keep doing that and still have all this up and coming, better life for everybody? Anyway, I'll take your answer off the air if you don't mind.
Sure, Jim. Thanks for your point. You know, the reason why the belief that growth is the answer to all problems became so prevalent in especially American domestic politics, but even in Germany as well, was that at the time, this is speaking the post-war period, when an economy grew, You knew that you would create jobs because this was the main obstacle you wanted to tackle, right? Especially after the war with all the homecoming servicemen and all that. So growth meant new jobs, and especially for the reason that you highlight, the workforce being replaced by robots, this equation that growth means jobs and jobs means wages and income, and that means a good life, that just doesn't hold for many segments of the economy. So again, we have this from the side of the politicians, you still have this belief that you need to grow in order to make everybody better off and live the American dream or any other dream of material progress. But in fact, the technological reality of the economy gives no room or makes no more space for this narrative for everyone.
Hey, let's go to Atlanta, Georgia. Bob, you are on with Philip. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just listened to the other caller. He's right. Anybody who's worked for a company who's watched labor move to the Far East offshore, the jobs are coming back, but they're coming back to automation. So he's right about that because of the dramatic reduction in cost of automation. However, two points. One is the sense of the anger in the populist movement that occurred in Brexit and now also with the election of Trump and the millions of people who voted for Trump in counties that did not vote in the prior election in the same manner has nothing to do with the younger, the millennials and younger, thinking that they don't have the same life that their parents had. In fact, they don't really care. It's the people in the middle who have worked, the middle-aged folks who have worked their entire life to chase that dream, who have put money aside, who have tried to save for a future. But when they need the benefits that government provides for whatever reason, their income level or the work that they did or the savings that they did doesn't qualify them for them. So there's tremendous anger in the middle, not the super wealthy or the impoverished, but it's the people in the middle who are working to produce but don't feel like they get the equal benefits of the society. So that's one point. The other point is that growth is, that a rising tide does lift all ships. It absolutely does. The problem is that's not the only way to get your house in order from a financial perspective. You either need, if you're not making it, if your bills aren't being paid, you either need to increase your income or reduce your spending. And I haven't heard any discussion about reducing spending with regard to balancing your family's budget or, in this case, society's budget.
Let's go to the great KKOB Radio Albuquerque. Dennis, you are on with Philip. Go ahead.
Hi, Philip. I think my comment may be along the lines of what you're talking about. I'm 66 now, and as I was growing up, I saw the prices of houses that people bought in the late 50s for $10,000, even in the 1960s for $20,000, and they just kept going up and up and up. And I always thought, well, you people, how do you expect your children to buy this? How do you expect the American dream for your children if you have all this greed and equity? And I still think that way. And I think that's why we have a service economy now. That's, we worked ourselves out of the manufacturing jobs because wages had to rise as people got more greedy, selling their houses for more and more. That was the primary greed because that was the only way the 99% could make money, right? I mean, we're not smart enough to, you know, to be a Bill Gates and be part of the 1%. So the only way our greed could be realized was selling our house for more and more. But that growth backfired on us because now the 99% blames everybody else. They blame the 1%. But the real root cause is the 99% greed. That's why the younger people can't, most of them can't realize the American dream. My parents' generation, most of them realized the American dream. And my generation, to some extent, did. But as time goes on, now we have a service economy. And the only hope is that the greed, the same greed happens in other countries, which I think is happening. Foreign workers want more and more money. And the combination of automation now, we can bring jobs back. But not as many. So that's my comment. That's what growth, bad growth, is to me, greed.